25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who is going to help Roberta with her emotions. And in fact, will recognize her emotional intelligence. I'm guessing that, Jennifer, you'll learn from this, as will most of us. This is an assessment tool. We're going to learn assessment and communication tools in a matter of moments, something that perhaps would have been helpful with the lady who accused Senator Menendez of paying her for sex. This has been something that's been floating around. We have all these rumors always about politicians, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest for once that the rumor is not true about Menendez. This woman who he met apparently in the Dominican Republic, she said that she was paid to say that she had sex with Menendez. And now, apparently, the allegations are not true. The video that showed him and her talking about being paid for sex, she now says that she was paid to make the claims up, and she never met the guy, never saw the guy, never heard of the guy. So what I want to know is, who paid her?
Well, she was, and that's the big question,
right.
But apparently she was paid to have the conversation with him.
Yeah.
And she was paid to be there with him,
but she
never knew she was being recorded and had never agreed to it.
But she says now that she was paid to make the claims and she never actually met him or saw him. That's what the court documents state.
Wow.
Never saw it. So what I want to know is, I mean, the bottom line here is the smears were false.
Smells like a rat.
Yeah. So who's running against him? I guess when's he up for election? And
wow.
Is that how you figure out what
there
the
are so many political action groups and
out of control.
There's a lot of hits going on now on both sides to try and smear the other side.
Yeah. Great.
And there's all this money being raised and spent on these kind of quote unquote black ops type things to be able to knock somebody off the hill.
Great. All right. Well, you know, it doesn't work when hopefully the truth comes out in the end. We'll meet a gentleman who you'll hear me get emotional about some of this stuff. Maybe I need to have a lesson in emotional intelligence. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patient.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Doug Steffens Good Day program. Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and I now have Relly Nadler on with us, who is a licensed psychologist, a master certified coach. He's been doing executive coaching since 1995. He's a member of the faculty of the College of Executive Coaching, president and CEO of True North Leadership, which is a development firm. So as we think about how you have positioned yourself, Mr. Nadler, it becomes important for all of us to understand what it is that you're teaching? What is emotional intelligence, sort of your EI quotient, if you will?
Right, right. Well, thanks, Doug. It's great to be on the show here. Emotional intelligence is a series of skills, it's a series of competencies, and in a simple term, it's understanding yourself and managing yourself, and then understanding others and managing others. Almost like your listeners are in the, maybe driving to work today. Like when we're driving our car, we have to know what's going on for us. We want to restrain ourselves from looking at our cell phone. You see traffic moving, you know, you put your foot in the brakes. It's that kind of constant interaction, moment-to-moment interaction that we have not only when we're driving, but with people. Who do we approach? Who do we stay away from? Who's acting weird? You know, my boss is in a bad mood today. What do I need to do? So it's that knowing yourself and understanding yourself and then having awareness of others and understanding others.
Interesting analogy. The car thing, it would seem to me, is an almost automatic reflex.
Yes.
Versus making choices and decisions about where you want to work, who your friends are, how you handle yourself in certain circumstances. Those sorts of things are really choices.
Well, it's a great thing you say, and this is the premise why this is so important, Doug, and the rest of our team, is we think we make smart decisions, but we all know this. Why do smart people make such dumb decisions?
Lance Armstrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Is that a good example?
Sure. So for Lance, there's these things that are called derailers, and often a derailer is a strength that's overused. So, you know, he wanted to strive to win so much so, you know, that he's willing to bend the rules. Super assertive. Assertive is one of the key skills you have to have at work. If you overuse assertiveness, like Lance did, it becomes a weakness. So a definition we often use in the organizational world, a strength overused is a weakness. So he's got a lot of them. So one, for example, is assertiveness. He bit people's head off, you know, when they...
And he had nobody to tell him not to, as you're suggesting, or I think you're suggesting, that people, for example, let's take the four of us who are here, or maybe people who are listening that have a team that they work with. If you have a team, the assumption is that they're going to help guide you rather than let you go off the rails, whereas Lance Armstrong apparently didn't have anybody who wanted to stand up to him.
Yeah, well, exactly that. And then think about going back to the traffic. He moved at the same pace that the traffic did. So everybody else is doping.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, look, everybody's going 70 miles an hour. If I don't go 70 miles an hour, I'm behind.
So he could say, it was my fault. I'm just doing what everybody else was doing.
That's a little bit what he said. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, if he didn't do that, and he kind of said very clearly, you know, that he would have lost. But I think the tragedy in him is another one of these skills is empathy.
Uh-huh.
You know, he trashed so many people. He ruined careers because someone went against him. And so that lack of empathy, you know, probably drove him further.
I don't know if you heard, we were talking a minute ago about Senator Menendez, who was accused of having sex with some woman in the Dominican Republic, and she now admits to never even having seen him, never having met him. She was paid by somebody to discredit him. Mm-hmm. And so you wonder again how in politics as well as in sports or maybe every, you know, competitive business circumstances, you have people that are trying to knock the others down. There's always this, this guy's on the top, so we're going to go knock him off mentality,
right.
Which is pretty unhealthy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, and you think, you know, it goes back to Lance Armstrong, to people in France and Italy, you know, they hated him.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's why I'm sure, you know, I had empathy like you did others for him to think, oh, you know, he's got to be telling the truth. Everybody's just trying to knock him down.
Well, the news media, we have no tolerance, and for good reason, with the news media that tears people apart as well without really having the facts.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you get this pejorative stuff. So people make up their minds. And then you get to the end of the day and think, okay, why should I care what is going on in Lance Armstrong's life?
Right,
it doesn't affect me, but yet people got really emotional and upset, as they do with politicians often. And again, maybe, you know, people get upset at Alec Baldwin because of how he talks to his daughter. How does that affect your life? But yet we get our emotions so wrapped up around this stuff. There's so much drama to it, and it creates more drama, which is not necessarily healthy in any number of ways.
Yep. and it really affects your health. Matter of fact, in the work world, you know, there's a ton of research, and where I work, if you feel unfairly criticized, which many workers do, and you feel not listened to, and this is by your boss typically, those two things, not a one-time thing, but if this happens regularly, consistently, you know, over a year, once a week, not listened to, unfairly criticized, your chance of a heart attack goes up
30%. Oh. All right, the book is called Leading with Emotional Intelligence, and in it you list the top five things for a leader to do in order to be great. So let's see. Let's compare what Mr. Under the circumstances, when you listen to Mr. Nather describe this, let's see how this fits with your boss.
Okay,
and
good.
Rich and Roberta and Jennifer, you can do this as an exercise. Careful what you think.
Can you be our boss for this one? Okay.
I can do a little feedback. Well, okay, good. Well, first of all, here's the formula, you know, to be great. And I like to put it in a formula. Empathy times insight. Empathy, what do you know about others? What do you know about yourself? Times clarity equals someone who's a star performer. So what do I know about myself? Times insight times empathy times clarity. I need to know more about myself. I need to know more about my bosses, the clarity. That's kind of the formula for someone to be in the top 10%. And the top
know more about the boss's style, his values. You don't need to know whether his wife is attractive or not, right?
Yeah, I don't think you need to know that, but you need to kind of almost have a radar of what kind of mood are they in, how do I approach them, you know, is it someone who just wants the outline, or is it someone who wants the detail?
All right, we only have a minute or so left, so let's touch the high points of these others.
Okay, so number one, know your strengths and try to do more. You can see if your team does that and build and broaden on strengths. Uh-huh. Number two, self-management. And can you manage your impulse? Impulse control is a limited capacity. So if you're not by the end of the day,
this is ADD radio. We're out of luck here.
Keep going.
Okay. And then a way to manage your impulse is being able to recharge. You know, mindfulness is a buzzword. Recharge.
Yes. Okay.
So and that's going to help the impulse control. It's a limited capacity. The next one is number four: be a great listener and develop relationships. People want to hear themselves talk than more than they want to hear you talk.
No worries there, Doug. Check next.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, Doug.
Okay. These people are all reprobates. Keep going. We must have one more here. We got to go.
Good. I'm glad I made your morning happy. And then the last one is take massive amounts of initiative. The people who get ahead, the top 10% who I try to promote, they're taking massive amounts of initiative. They don't wait for something.
We do that. All right, that's great. Relly Nadler, the book Leading with Emotional Intelligence. Lots of great tips here. Relly, thank you for being with us on Good Day. 20 after the hour.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sorry, 1988 was the first year of Doug Steffen's Good Day, so this is 1995.
Oh.
The top five songs in 1995.
The year I graduated high school, by the way.
Is that what it is? So do you remember Styx, Show Me the Way?
In 1995?
Yes.
No.
All right, well, here's the number one song that week.
I don't know why.
Just before you
graduated.
This
sounds more like my speed.
Yeah. A little Mariah Carey for you.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that.
She was it.
I-T-it
in 1995.
She was absolutely it. A little bit.
All that hair.
And she doesn't... I'm really surprised in American Idol how she is the one who's just kind of shy and doesn't say a whole lot.
I mean, you can always tell she was kind of shy, but I would expect her
and uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would expect her because she is such a talent and such a good singer.
Yeah.
I would expect her to be a little bit tougher with her critiques on.
Yeah, she seems very sweet and a little bit too nice.
And
I don't think she'll be back next year. Nicki Minaj.
And like most celebrities, semi out of it. Can we just be honest here? Doesn't she seem just a little bit out of it?
Right. But see, Nicki Minaj has something to say.
She does, and she's annoying, and I don't want to like her, but she has a lot more to say than
she has a lot more to say. Mm-hmm. She absolutely does.
She went to the same high school my daughter goes to.
Who, Nicki Minaj?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah, the performing arts, the same high school.
Maybe your daughter can be a judge on American Idol someday.
You never know. I'm sure she would have an opinion.
There's no doubt about that.
That's all you need. That's what you need.
Anything that comes out of you is going to have an opinion.
I'm sure.
Speaking of having opinions, the boss over at Yahoo this week is making some moves and had some opinions on how her company is working.
Yeah, this story is interesting on a few levels, and I will point them out as we go along. Of course, you can count on me for that. But the CEO of Yahoo is this woman named Marissa Meyer. I'm sure you've probably heard about her. She was the one that accepted the job last fall as CEO of Yahoo when she was pregnant. They actually offered her the job. She was pregnant. She went on a short maternity leave, and now she actually has a nursery built into her office a Yahoo so she can be with her kid.
Right.
Must be nice to be king.
Yes.
Sounds great, right?
It's good to be king.
Well, you would think, because she has that going on in her life, that she might be very sensitive to the needs of her female employees, people that work at home so that they can tend to their children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just recently, she did a little study, a little research at Yahoo, and decided that people that work at home are slackers, essentially, and decided to change the policy of Yahoo to not allow people to work from home anymore. She said that she doesn't think that they can bond with their coworkers and actually connect with the mission of Yahoo. So it's not like she's hurting for cash. She could afford a nanny. She makes $117 million. This is one of the interesting points of the story. She makes $117
million
over 5 years.
Here's what I thought was one of the really interesting things is how she came to this conclusion. And because, you know, we'd heard the story, but now they're saying here's how she came to it. Virtual private networks are something that allow people that work outside of the office to log into their computers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Well, as a boss, you can track those hours that they are or are not logging in.
Mm-hmm.
And she went into those numbers and really studied the metrics and realized they really weren't logging in that much at all.
Right. And no one else in the field. I mean, they Google, Facebook, they don't allow their people to work at home either. And she feels that this is going to end the distraction and the slacking off, but she'll also get more human interaction with people, communication, and collaboration. Now, let me ask you guys this, because I know that she's right. I mean, I think that it's kind of stinky that she gets to bring her baby to work and no one else does. I think that's kind of setting up an interesting example of, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
But I know that I am the worst employee that can ever work from home. I know that about myself. I don't focus. I look at, you know, TV shows.
Yeah,
Jerry
hard.
Springer's on.
Okay.
It's hard.
I am very efficient working at home.
Really?
I thrive on it. Yep. In fact, I work harder and longer hours working at home than I do in an office.
Well, and you have the right situation. Your daughter is an older teenager. And,
but even when they were young.
And she's in and out, so you have a lot of quiet time at home.
I remember,
a 6 and a 9-year-old.
Yeah,
ain't happening. No way it's happening. So, it's just, you know, it depends on everybody's situation. I would say that before you get the opportunity to work at home, you should be interviewed to see whether the circumstances permit you to work at home and not be distracted. So, but yeah, it's a fascinating story, and it's that whole trend is now kind of coming back the other way.
I remember nursing my babies while I was editing sound at home.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, one hand on the mouth.
It's funny.
One mouth on the, you know.
I often sit in the driveway as I finish up a conference call because I know I can't go inside.
If you get out of that car,
it's
on.
29 past the hour on good day.
Yep.
All right, Flo. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We're going to now dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. You did not just say that. All right. So, in a moment, we're going to discuss the situation in our country that creates a lot of anxiety with most of us. The government will tell you it's public security, but my questions always are about necessity and how much big business is involved in some of these things. Wait till you hear the story, by the way. Harvey Mollach is going to join us. He's written a book called Against Security. Wait till you hear what has happened. You know, there were 467 X-ray machines that were bought. Remember, the government paid $1 million a piece for them? They have all been junked. And you remember when I said I wouldn't go through them, and everybody else was protesting, and these people, you know, how much time? Well, we'll get into it when we get to Harvey on here. It's an amazing, amazing story about beyond, this is beyond incompetence, reprehensible stuff, impeachment stuff, even, it seems to me. Anyway, having said that, this is the week in the world of outrageous art when things change. And there's this hotel that is a pretty good example of this in Indianapolis, commissioned a street artist named Nick Walker to decorate the walls of the parking garage at this hotel. And what they have suggested to him is that he ought to use graffiti. But the graffiti they want on it is stuff that they want to put on, not what vandals want to put on. And now, this is in the name of contemporary art, this is being studied, this hotel is being looked at by lots of other hotels and public buildings around the world, because we all know graffiti is a really big problem. It's very expensive to clean it off. How many cities, New York, where you live, Roberta, how much money is spent a year to clean up graffiti?
Oh, my goodness, a tremendous amount.
Right.
Tremendous amount. You don't see that much of it anymore in New York City. They've done a good job.
Well, that's because they've done a nice job.
You want to see a ton of it? Take the Amtrak train from Washington to New York.
Oh, yeah, right. Along the railroad tracks. Unbelievable. Right. So anyway, these folks have hired this man whose profession is to create legitimate graffiti. That's what he does. Nick Walker is his name, and so he's going to Indianapolis this week to make sure that the way the garage is vandalized is the way the hotel wants it. So they figure if they put stuff on the walls, nobody will come along and vandalize them or put more graffiti on there because there's already graffiti there.
Right, you won't notice.
That's the psychology. No, you're not going
to
notice what
these tag artists, they want to be noticed.
Right.
And if there's something already there and theirs just kind of melts in there, you won't be noticed. That's no good.
Yeah. Right. So there's a story about
it
that.
It disarms them,
Here today, the hotel in Indianapolis at DougStephan.com. A lot of other stories as well there. Plus the Queen of Sheep listing of all the things you can do to save money and the pictures of the broadcast I did a couple of weeks ago with Jewel at Tarleton State University. Help yourself to that. This is time to reflect. As we get through a reflective month during the year, because we think about last year, we're looking forward to this year. So may I suggest that a way that you could, as you work your way into the new year and you're thinking about, I got a little extra money, maybe I can help some group, some organization. Here's the group to help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service Foundation, dedicated. They are so dedicated to helping all veterans get what they need and, more importantly, what they're entitled to that the government screws them out of. Not to put too fine a point on it. So with your help, they continue to go above and beyond what's necessary to serve those veterans who need help, those who have served us well that aren't getting help from government programs. They're there, but they can't get at them, so these people help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is a 501c3, and therefore all the donations are completely tax-deductible, whether you want to use cash, credit card, you want to give them an unneeded vehicle that you have around, campers, cars, boats, title, and it's all set. Yep, yeah, got to have a title in order for you to get the credit for it. Call this number now for the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1639. My hope is I've moved you enough to at least pick up the phone and call 877-743-1631 so you can do something to help people who have done a lot for you. Again, the number at Purple Heart is 877-743-1631.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
What do I, George Lopez, have in common with seven-time NBA All-Star champion Alonzo Mourning?
Nothing.
Well, besides a winning hook shot, Alonzo, it's that both of us have had kidney disease and had kidney failure.
And after receiving a kidney transplant, now we're both healthy and doing great.
The fact is, 1 in 10 adults in the United States has kidney disease, and it often has no symptoms. So it's important to know if you're at risk.
And that's especially true for minorities, since we have higher risk of kidney failure due to things like diabetes and high blood pressure. A simple blood test may save your kidneys. Failing.
Know your risk, get tested, and stay off dialysis. To learn more about kidney disease and its risk factors, and about staying healthy, go to DaVita.org. That's DaVita.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're joined now on Good Day by author Harvey Mulloch, who is the he's a professor of sociology, actually, in Metropolitan Studies at NYU, author of some other interesting books, Where Stuff Comes From, How Toasters, Toilets, Cars, Computers, and Many Other Things Come to Be As They Are. Now I know I recognize your name. Harvey, thanks for joining us at Good Day. I remember talking to you about this other book three years ago. How long ago did that book come out?
I think you got it about right, about 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so this book indicts pretty much every sort of security system that we have, whether it be at airports, subways, any place where the government tells you we're here to protect you is a load of horse manure, right? I mean, that's basically this. If I were to do an outline of the book, that's the book.
Oh, that'd be a harsh way of doing it, but it's the right track, yes. That many of the efforts made to make us more secure don't do it, at least don't do it. They sometimes have the reverse effect, make us less secure, and in any event, they impose costs and burdens which are not taken into account when the controls are instituted.
All right, let's talk about the airport. This is a favorite target of mine. I'm always on to these guys because of their complete, they're so stupid, and the way they've been trained, obviously, is so negative. I remember going through LAX, which is an airport of choice of mine. I didn't go through the normal gate. I went through another gate to get on a different airline than what I'm used to. And when I went through, I would not, those 400-odd x-ray devices that were put into service a couple of years ago that I think we paid $1 million or whatever a piece for them, I refused to go through them because if the pilots won't go through, that got to tell you something. If they're not safe enough for pilots and the crew to use, then what the hell are they making the public go through? So I said, no, I'm not going to go through them. So I invariably would be taken out. One time in Los Angeles, it was so bad, not only did I stand there and wait and was punished for not wanting to go through the system, but then afterwards they stole my cell phone, put it in a drawer. I came back to get it. They lied to me and told me they didn't have it until I had somebody dial the number, and it was in the drawer. This is the kind of stupidity that we're dealing with. But more to the point here, these x-ray machines were just plain dangerous, and they refused to admit it. So how much of that sort of thing do you take into account into this book against security?
Well, I take plenty of that into account, and there are even stronger things that all of us see all the time, and that is the security gate in the first place. Because what the security gate does is gathers up a large crowd of people who have not been checked, and often the crowd of people waiting
that.
To get...
Right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Let's underscore that. I never thought of that. If you go see Zero Dark 30, you'll know why I'm bringing it up now. Why haven't we thought about it? You've got more people on the other side of the gate just standing there. Somebody could come along and pull a pin at any moment.
That's right, and nobody's been checked.
Good God.
And so, you see, the problem is that the reason why there's all of that security brouhaha is because it can be done. So it's impossible, for example, to keep people from driving an automobile through a crowd at Times Square. It's just inconceivable how you could police that or other public places in our cities, department stores and whatnot. But airports have choke points that you can create. Mm-hmm. And because you can do it, you do it. even if it doesn't make really very much sense.
So this is a really, when you get back to September 11th, most of this is a result of the Patriot Act, right? And the controls that were taken without congressional approval, really. This was caveat. This was the act of perhaps executive order in many instances, or somebody just says, okay, this is policy, this is what we're going to do, and it gets done. Like the guy who's the Nazi that runs the TSA. What's his name? Pastore.
I mean, it's really, I would call it a joint operation. It's the country was upended psychologically by September 11th. This was indeed something quite, you know, horrendous and unprecedented. And everybody's in on the act. The public, I've seen many people who don't have your reaction at all. They stand there and they say, I'm glad to do my part. I'm glad to do my part. And so you have that going on. The rules that exist are not just because of some experts at the TSA who say you can't have liquids and you can't have this and scissors. These rules in part derive from what the TSA people say, what they're doing on the Hill. Yeah. That is, Congress people and senators, and everybody gets a word in on what should and shouldn't be allowed.
All right, so we got 60 seconds. What's the fix? How do we get beyond it? How do we fix this problem?
I would say the big thing is to understand that security imposes costs and that you should try to do it better. And to a degree, it means just letting people through and not being so fixated on these odd things that might happen. If you do have to intervene, do it gently and help people out. So, for example, at airport security, there could be someone there who helps someone boost the thing up onto the stand, who engages people in conversation rather than trying to detect whether or not they make a joke and then throw the book at them. Mm-hmm. To treat ordinary life as something that must go on, and if necessary, take the risk and face it, because we take risks all the time. Life is about taking risks.
Yep.
And flying on planes or using the subways in New York or buses, that's part of the risk of being.
Right, taking a train, you're right. And so we can't mitigate or keep protect ourselves from every risk. Driving a car is risky, all of those things. That's very well put. It's a thoughtful book called Against Security, and the focus is on all these things that we've talked about that you go through every day. When are we going to say enough is the question I would ask. Harvey Mollich, thanks for being here. Against Security. Security is the book, and the story behind the story is you can always tell when there is a button that gets pushed with me like this. I could go on for hours, but I don't have that time because it's 49 past the hour now. And good day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Marking our 25th year of network radio, Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Breaking story that will leave you shaking your head in frustration and anger. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. By now, it's likely you've heard about this story. It's also likely you had an emotional reaction to it. It's virtually impossible not to react when listening to the 911 call. The place, Glenwood Gardens, a nursing facility in Bakersfield, California. This happened a week ago today, February 26th. A nurse at the facility refused to perform CPR on an 87-year-old resident there who had fallen unconscious. The chilling tape of this 7-minute, 16-second call reveals a 911 operator pleading with a nurse to perform the basic life-saving procedure. The nurse said it was against the nursing home's policy for staff to do CPR in a medical emergency. Just listen.
We can't wait. This lady's going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if you get anybody, any stranger that happens to walk by that's willing to help, I understand if your boss is telling you you can't do it.
Yeah.
But if there's anybody, as a human being, I don't, you know, is there anybody that's willing to help this lady and not let her die?
Not at this time.
87-year-old Lorraine Bayless did die. The episode has led to a massive uproar concerning policies and procedures at nursing facilities. The executive director of Glenwood Gardens is defending the nurse, saying she followed protocol, adding that the incident is under review. Police are also investigating to determine if there was any criminal wrongdoing involved here. For her part, the daughter of the woman who died said she doesn't believe CPR would have saved her mother. A legal opinion on this, attorney Seth Berenzweig is blasting the nursing facility and the nurse.
Even summer lifeguards who are teenagers understand how to apply CPR. She abandoned her training. Legally, there's no justification with regard to either the facility or the nurse, in my opinion.
Certainly not the last we have heard about this story. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GMC Certified Service. This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. This is Jeremy.
And I can tell from the sound of your voice it's time for an oil and filter change on your Sierra.
How can you tell?
Experience, Jeremy. Experience. And we should probably check your Sierra's evaporative control system.
And my clutch fluid level.
Right. I had you pegged as a manual transmission guy.
So you can schedule me.
On
on Thursday, 8:30. Got it.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. And now, when you purchase an oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection, you'll get a $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
On Wall Street, the markets were up yesterday. The Dow with a 38-point gain to 14,128, just 37 points shy of an all-time record high. S&P up 7, NASDAQ with a 12-point gain. Crude oil down 56 cents a barrel, finishing at just above $90. That's the sound of a snowblower. And that means we're dealing with another winter storm slamming portions of the northern plains before heading east. 10 inches of snow fell in portions of North Dakota yesterday. Blizzard-like conditions last night in Minneapolis and Quad Cities. The storm expected to dump 8 to 10 inches of snow across parts of the Midwest, including Chicago today, which means plenty of travel delays in and out of O'Hare Airport. Couple of closing notes. Something most of us dream about. We're talking about cold, hard cash, obscene wealth, money, lots and lots of money. Remember this 1990 hit from Callaway? A perfect accompaniment to pass along a few of the names and numbers on the latest Forbes magazine list of the world's richest billionaires. In the number one spot for the fourth straight year, Mexican telecom tycoon Carlos Slim, worth an estimated $73 billion. Microsoft founder Bill Gates, number two with $67 billion. You have to go way down on the list to find Oprah, number 503 with a paltry $2.8 billion. Speaking of money, here's a quote from a certain NFL quarterback.
It was never necessarily about the money and all that.
Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco of the Baltimore Ravens, who says it's not about the money, it's all about football.
The last thing you're worried about is what you're getting paid.
And Flacco is now being paid plenty. 6 years, $120.6 million, a new contract. He's the highest paid player in NFL history. But hey, it's not about the money. It never is once you have the money. Any comment on this, Callaway? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
MLS number 3030.